Producers continue to patiently wait for Mother Nature to bring us moisture for not only our wheat, but also the crops that have been planted or soon will be. It is still really dry out there, and producers are trying to determine what spring row crops they will be planting. So stay tuned for some guidelines to follow with fertilizing soybeans. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. So is there value in using a starter fertilizer with your soybean crop? Soybean is a crop that can remove significant amounts of nutrients per bushel of grain harvested. According to Dr. Dorvar Reyes-Diaz, our K-State Research and Extension Nutrient Management Specialist, a 40 bushel per acre soybean crop removes approximately 30 pounds of phosphorus and 50 pounds of potassium with the grain. In addition, about 10 pounds of phosphorus and 40 pounds of potassium can also be removed with the residue. Because of this, soybeans can respond to starter fertilizer applications on low testing soils, especially phosphorus, and it has been shown in many K-State Research and Extension research trials. So the first step would be to obtain a soil test for your soybean fields. K-State guidelines for soybeans include taking a soil test for phosphorus, potassium, sulfur, and even zinc and boron. If fertilizer is recommended by your soil test results, then fertilizer should either be applied directly to the soybeans or indirectly by increasing your fertilizer rates to another crop in the rotation by the amount needed for the soybeans. The most consistent response to starter fertilizer with soybeans would be on soils very deficient in one of the nutrients that I just mentioned, including phosphorus, potassium, sulfur, and even zinc or boron, or in very high yield potential situations where your soils have either low or medium fertility levels. Starter fertilizer in soybeans can be a good way to complement nutrients that may have been removed by high-yielding crops in your rotation, such as corn, and help maintain optimum soil test levels. However, as you might remember, our yields last fall on our fall crops were not very good. So it is especially important to soil test this year to see if any residual nutrients might be available in the soil. Banding fertilizer to the side and below the seed at planting is an efficient application method for soybeans. This method is especially useful in reduced-till or no-till soybeans because your phosphorus and potassium have only limited mobility in the soil from surface broadcast applications, especially in dry conditions. Fertilizer should not be placed in furrow in direct seed contact with soybeans because the soybean seed is very sensitive to salt injury. Soybeans seldom respond to nitrogen in this starter fertilizer, and producers should apply adequate seed inoculation to ensure good nodulation and nitrogen supply during the growing season, especially if this is the first year in soybeans. K-State Research and Extension has an excellent publication, the 2023 Soybean Management Guide, that includes fertility management and is available either online or by contacting any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. For more information on soybean production, contact me at any of our Post Rock Extension District offices. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.